Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and I'm coming to you live from the Loire Valley here in central France. And today's another AMA episode, Ask Me Anything. Love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Now, Jason asks a great question. He says, I've been wondering more about your transition from corporate employee to real estate investor. Did you begin collecting passive income on the side while still earning a paycheck and leave corporate work once your passive income was sufficient? Or did you have enough saved to live on for a few years while you began transitioning from employee paycheck to a passive income from real estate investments? Well, Jason, this is a great, great question. If I was to do it again, and there are definitely some things I would do differently. I had purchased 7 properties before I quit my job. I had saved up several hundred thousand dollars to provide a financial runway. I was pretty comfortable earning a high 6-figure salary, and we had adjusted our lifestyle accordingly to spend every single bit of that higher income. My wife had just finished going back to school and was 2 years into her new career. We had 5 children in high school and entering university. We were traveling frequently, and we moved into a new 6-bedroom house only 4 years earlier. You're getting the idea. I went from earning well to zero. I hoped we had enough financial runway to make the transition. And honestly, we waited way too long to cut our expenses to match our affordability. My wife even cashed out some of her retirement savings to help fund the transition. So here's what I learned. Number one, I wasted a lot of time working on small single-family home projects with thin profit margins. Number two, I wasted a lot of time being partnered with the wrong people. The result was a modest financial loss and a couple of years of absolutely wasted time. Number three, if I had kept my salary where I was earning the equivalent of, let's say, $100 an hour, I could have hired 2 people at $25 an hour working full-time, and I would have still had money left over. I would have done a much more effective job of delegation, and it would have allowed me to focus my energies on what I did best. Instead, I was doing everything myself. And number four, the effort to complete a small project and a large project are virtually the same. Now, let's be clear. I did quite a few things right. I made a bunch of money in some larger transactions, and the income was very bursty, just wasn't consistent. So in order to bring more consistency to my income, I started doing some consulting work. That consulting brought more regular income and still left enough time for me to focus the majority of my energies on developing my career as an investor and as a developer. Even today, I do a small amount of consulting. I'm not actively looking for consulting clients, and without exception, they all seek me out. In some cases, they're looking for help with a development project, perhaps negotiating a business purchase. Some clients are looking for coaching on how to raise capital, but at least 75% of my time today is spent on development projects. My number one advice to someone contemplating a career change into real estate is to plan a much longer financial runway than you think you need. Don't quit your job too soon. I repeat, don't quit your job too soon. If you have a decent salary, hire someone part-time or maybe even full-time with a portion of your salary. Now, you're going to still be financially ahead if you do that. When you hire, transition your current employment status from full-time employee to maybe a consulting engagement with your current employer so that the income comes to you into a company and not in your name personally. Then the salaries paid by the company become deductible expenses. And some of the money you'll be paying out as income tax will help fund that new employee salary. And the thing to remember is that money comes to you in one of 3 ways. It comes as earned income, that's trading time for dollars. Residual income, that's money thrown off by the business and what often people call passive income, maybe income from a rental property, and number 3, capital gains. Now, most of the wealth in the world has been created by some combination of residual income and capital gains. Residual income, if you're investing in income property, requires you to accumulate a lot of doors, especially if those units are leveraged. If you're leveraged, the amount of cash flow at the end of the day is very modest per unit, so you need a lot of doors, and that's why you need to work on large projects. Going after this with single-family homes is a get-rich-slow scheme. You definitely want a much more scalable business, and you want to start with bigger transactions sooner. Love the question. Keep them coming. Send your questions in to Victor at victorjm.com. Happy to answer them. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. And thank you, Jason, for a great question. Make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.